Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence, and you here at WCWP.org 88.1 FM. And before break, we were speaking with Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, and we're so happy to have you here and giving us a lot of updates on COVID and all the opportunities now there are to actually get vaccinated. So I know, Otto, you had a question before break. You were talking about the article that was in today's
news. Yeah, so Laura doesn't get a breather when COVID ends. legalized recreational pot, I suspect, will consume a fair amount of your energy. And I was just wondering if you had a thought on the topic at this point in time. I don't believe it's going to take true effect until 2022, but a lot of things have to happen before that, I'm sure, to put that whole thing in place. And, you know, just interested in your thought on it.
Sure. So we saw the governor, the legislature approved it. The governor signed it this week. I do have some concerns about this. My biggest concern, because we're such a car culture down here, is that there is no sort of uniform technology for testing driving while high. We have it for testing driving while drunk, but I know that the technology is evolving quickly and maybe something will emerge, but right now there's no known technology for doing this accurately. That's a big concern for me. I mean, I don't know about you, but I already smell it when I'm driving on the parkway. I still, you know, people are, you know, smoking it in the car. That is very, very concerning. The other concern that I have is the revenue issue. So Nassau County, we've got the police department, we've got the health department, we have the Department of Social Services. We try to support nonprofits, drug treatment nonprofits.
Right.
And will the revenue offset those costs? We don't know. That is a concern for me. So we need to address those concerns. They remain concerns. I hear it from constituents that the driving while high technology is also something I hear a lot of our residents say, how are you going to test this? How do you know? I mean, it's a serious thing. We drive. There are already too many drunk driving accidents. And you add marijuana to the mix, I'm concerned that it will get worse.
And there's also, you know, marijuana has always kind of been looked at as, you know, not super dangerous, not addictive, where we know today that a lot of it is coded and made to be more addictive. So, I mean, with it becoming legal, hopefully there'll be more regulations on that. But that being said, you know, we're going to find more people using and freely using. And we, you know, I think that there is a lack of services for even, you know, young people today who are chronic pot smokers, because it's not really looked at as, you know, it's not as dangerous as alcohol. And really what happens, you know, you're just like a little unambitious. But I think that if this, you know, when this becomes legal, they have to implement programs to help people get off of marijuana, just like with weed. Just like with alcohol. And I agree with you totally too, you know, about if someone's driving high, how do you determine it, you know? I think there has to be services on the other end too. If you're legalizing it, you also have to have the right programs for people who want to stop.
I think a lot of people are concerned about theoretically, supposedly it doesn't, but what does it lead to if all of a sudden marijuana is not sufficient? It's like people who drink, all of a sudden beer is not enough. Now I have to start having shots of whiskey. You know, what's the next level? And is that a legitimate concern? I would say yes. In some cases, I would say it leads to the next step. And that could be a problem because
the other concern is more sort of sociological. What you're saying, I agree with, is that if it's legal, then young people are going to think, oh, it's legal. It can't be that bad. And then it will lead to more of it. And there is an apathy and a lack of ambition that you refer to, Rebecca, that does concern me. I don't know if that serves kids as their brains are forming, as they're learning how to deal with difficult situations and how to, you know, handle them and tackle through them and get through them, will this kind of blunt that? No pun intended. Mm-hmm. You know, will it impede some of that really important mental development that happens in the later teenage years and the early 20s?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that is pretty much proven, you know, and can it come back? I mean, I think there's like what happens when the kids start smoking at a very young age is they tend to see some level of maturity at that point, kind of doesn't develop. They kind of stay at that point, just in some ways, not in all ways. I mean, so yeah, I mean, it is a concern. It's always been a concern, you know, and now with the potential of it being legal, it just has to be, you know, it just has to be put
it's
out
more
there.
More thought out, you know, and I think it's important, you know, if you're going to do this to have, you know, on the flip side, as you said, services in place, you know, so it's like with anything that, you know, you're now introducing in a different capacity, I think it's important to have, you know, that.
Well, a lot of kids nowadays are on these e-cigarette things. And, you know, if they're going to do that, then they might as well I'm not encouraging it by any means, but their mentality might be, well, let's try this other stuff. You know, what can we lose, right? Well, you could.
And with the with the vaping, they can do higher concentrations, whether it's nicotine. They can become addicted really quickly to nicotine. It's less unpleasant than smoking a cigarette. Or whether it's THC, higher concentrations and getting more stoned.
Well, you have a full plate there, county executive, let me tell you. But
never,
you know,
a dull moment in Nassau. That's
never a dull moment, but you are always out there and your leadership has just been fantastic. I mean, we're grateful to have you here on the show.
It's thank you
for our seniors and hopefully anyone else, you know, anyone else who's listening. Anything else happening in the county that is exciting and new? Any what about any plans for like events? You know, are we going to do, you know, the parks and how will that be managed? How do you think that will be managed maybe a little bit differently than last summer?
Right. This is the time of year when you start thinking about the summer activities. So we're opening. I mean, this is a South Shore thing, maybe not a Town of North Hempstead thing, but we're opening up our, you know, cabanas at Nickerson Beach. We're going to allow people to socialize outside of the op to allow. It sounds so silly to say, but, you know, people can be free to socialize at their cabanas and that sort of thing. But, you know, we're having conversations about the park. We have these wonderful concerts at Lakeside Park and Eisenhower Park.
Right.
See how we can do those in a way that fits within the guidelines, keeps people safe, but also brings back some more of that fun that people are so used to having. My goal is to have as normal a summer as possible, a great Long Island summer.
I like
so
that.
Everything we can to make that happen.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. That's so great to hear. I mean, it's almost like, you know, we didn't expect to hear it. Like I up until like even just a few weeks ago, I was still thinking, okay, it's going to be, you know, another tight summer and kind of sticking close to home and no traveling. But it just seems like things are starting to open up. And I love seeing the articles where, you know, music venues are starting to open and we could start, you know, kind of our planning. And of course, I think yesterday was the first day if you're traveling from another state, you don't need to quarantine anymore. So if you're coming in, I don't know if it's every state, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I think it's every state, domestic, you know, like obviously in the United States.
Right, yeah.
Now, something Laura doesn't know is that tomorrow is Christina Liu's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
And normally, Christina Liu's birthday is a major celebration in the studio. This is the second year in a row now.
I know, I got shafted 2 years in a row.
Exactly. So happy birthday.
We'll have to celebrate extra.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. We have to go to a break right now. I'm so sorry. Happy birthday, Christina. And we'll be right back after this short break.